But once again, coming to our wonderful, beautiful, rural riding of Hastings, Lenox, and Addington. My wonderful wife, who continues for some reason, for over 30 years, she still puts up with me, and I'm so blessed. Thank you so much. My son, Lucius, thank you for being here tonight. And of course, all of you, my friends. Thank you. Thank you so much for your continued support. I am truly humbled by the opportunity that's been given me to serve our great rural community. As many of you know, I was compelled by three things when I decided to run and to serve in the last election. You know, how do we build a sustainable society? How do we build sustainable rural communities, and how do we correct the past wrongs of settler people towards indigenous peoples? The Prime Minister, was your words of social justice, of unity, of being able to grow the economy and protect the environment at the same time, of renewing our sacred responsibility to our veterans and the new nation-to-nation relationship with indigenous peoples. That's what energized us and propelled us forward on a path towards hope. And you know what? I still feel the same way today. As many of you know, I love to travel, this big, beautiful riding of ours. I love to meet my constituents and to have the conversation with them about their hopes, their dreams, their thoughts, their concerns, so that I can bring them back to Ottawa. And I can tell you firsthand that the changes that we are making, the positive changes like the Canada Child Benefit, are having such a huge impact in for our rural families. Right? When I'm talking to rural families with young children, they're saying, you know what, thank you so much. I'm able to put really good nourishing food on my child's plate. I'm able to buy warm clothing and boots for my child this winter. I'm able to put an extra present underneath the Christmas tree this Christmas, right? These are the changes that are having an impact on people every single day, right? When I talk to seniors about the increase to the guaranteed income supplement, and they say, thank you, you're allowing us to live happier, healthier, longer lives in our homes, in our rural communities. We don't have to leave. We don't have to go to a large urban center because we're able to actually sustain ourselves now in our rural communities. Right? This is so important. Right? The Canada Workers Benefit that is helping so much in rural areas where we see that people, you know, are struggling with part-time jobs. Right? And they need that extra money to help them get through. Right? But this is also helping people in our rural communities, because guess what? When you put money in the pockets of low and middle income Canadians, they spend it. And they spend it locally in our rural communities, helping our small rural businesses. And we all know that in our rural communities, there is an incredible untapped wealth of innovation and economic growth. And I am so proud to be part of a government that recognizes the importance of rural sustainability and has made record investments in broadband internet. Has made record investments in infrastructure. Has lowered the tax rate for small businesses, so we have leveled the playing field so that our communities and our companies can compete on the global stage in both the clean economy and the future digital economy that is going to create the jobs of the future for our children and our grandchildren. I remember back to all the hard work, the incredible hard work in 2015. It's such an amazing team. It was the incredible energy that you know brought our team, that connected our team to each other, that connected us to our constituents and our Canadians, right? Because you know the fun that we had and the excitement of being part of a positive campaign with a positive message that everybody could get behind that led to such a successful outcome. But none of that would have been possible if it hadn't been for you. We as a team, we as Canadians, are hopeful and hardworking. We did not give in to the politics of fear and division, right? The politics of cut, 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 right? We recognize that we cannot grow through cutting. We can only grow through strategic investments. Investments in Canadians, investments in our communities, and investments in our companies. And our plan for that is working. Right, we've got the highest growth rate last year in the G7. The highest growth rate. Our debt to GDP continues to fall. We have the lowest debt to GDP in the G7. Right there, the G7 is envious of us here in Canada because of the fiscal situation, the blessing that we find ourselves in today. Right. We created, Canadians created, over 800,000 jobs since the election. We now have the lowest unemployment rate in over 40 years. But we're not done. We have so much more to do, and we can't do it without you, right? So let's get out there, let's knock on doors, let's make phone calls, let's raise funds, right? Let's create the country that is going to benefit our kids and our grandkids, right? Let's create let's continue down that path of positive change, right? Of real change that is going to benefit all Canadians. Thank you.